I'm in the offices of one of a new breed of British media mogul.
I'm Jamal Edwards. I'm the founder and CEO of SBTV, which is an online youth lifestyle channel.
Jamal is just 21, but he's building a substantial business. It all began on a West London housing estate.
It all started for me when I was about 15. Got a camera for Christmas, and then I started going out on my estate and filming loads of rappers and MCs and whatnot. From there, it kind of snowballed. Hello, you think you
control me? What began as just some amateur YouTube videos of Jamal's rapper friends has now expanded into channels offering sports and celebrity news, all supported by plenty of advertising and sponsorship money. SBTV has given a number of artists a launchpad. Ed Sheeran, who sang at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee concert, has thanked the channel for helping to get him noticed. Jamal says he learned how to start his business by watching online tutorials. He believes today's technology gives his generation all sorts of opportunities.
I think it's a digital age. Everyone can do it themselves now. It's so easy accessible, and I think that's what helped me a lot. Like, there's new technology every day, and that helps any other young people out there to just go out and do it themselves instead of thinking they can't do it. And I think that's what played a big part in my success.
So where are we now?
This is the recording studio.
120 miles away in a basement in Bristol, some other young media entrepreneurs are showing me around their business.
You finished that YouTube video editing?
Unless you're a teenage gamer, you may not have heard of Simon Lane and Lewis Brindley, but their Yogscast TV channel is one of the biggest things on YouTube, with 3 million viewers every day.
No. Take the uranium out. Too much. No!
A few years ago, before they'd even met, Simon and Lewis started recording commentaries of online games they were playing together. The videos of games like Minecraft proved remarkably popular.
We did our own sort of dramatic series, which is making our own sort of film narrative within a video game with our own sets and our own actors and cast and our own massive epic storyline. And that's where we really took off and became popular on YouTube.
On Christmas Day, it was 2010, I woke up and we were number one most viewed on YouTube. That was when it sort of hit me that, you know, maybe this is worth sort of quitting our jobs for and having a good go at.
Wow, so you look like a hedgehog.
It was only in April, though, that they started working from an office rather than each other's flats. Now they employ more than a dozen people and have raised a substantial sum to start making their own video game. So, two up-and-coming media businesses. But how do we analyse their prospects?
Rory, I have to say I have never heard of either of those businesses.
Teresa Wise is an expert analyst of the media scene, watching giants like Sky and Virgin Media. It's not surprising she hasn't heard of Yogscast or SBTV. And while she says she's encouraged by these examples of entrepreneurship, she warns that this year's hits can soon go out of fashion.
There are two issues. One is that you keep generating the hits. And the second, which is related, is that people still think you're cool. When dads start to like you, there's always a danger that you're no longer the latest and coolest thing and that people switch their attention to other things. So it's a fickle old business.
Still, both Yogscast and SBTV are supremely confident that they're changing the face of TV and will continue to do so.
Well, I'm going to be in 10 years' time. Still running SBTV, still thinking of new fresh ideas, still employing people, but just on a much, much, much bigger scale.
Help me. Oh, the humanity!
I want to be the next Rupert Murdoch, I think. Definitely. I think it's a good ambition for someone to have.